Hi there, and welcome to episode 48 of the Smart English Coach podcast, the podcast that helps you get to advanced English level fast. Well, would you believe it? I started this podcast about a year ago. I started it because I realized that there aren't many podcasts which are specifically for people who want to get to advanced English level. And I wanted to help with some smart coaching tips that will get you beyond the intermediate plateau. So this is the period when it's hard to see progress because there are still areas that you find difficult. Perhaps that's a grammar area or a pronunciation area or a lack of vocabulary. But it could also be that you just don't have the opportunities to use English. This podcast is aimed at helping you get past the intermediate level with some quick and easy strategies. In this episode, I want to talk about how you can speak more naturally in English. This is perhaps the question I get the most. How can I speak English more fluently? How can I speak English more naturally? So in this episode, I've got three strategies that you can use. The first one is to learn phrases, not words. So if you've known me for a while, you probably know that my big thing is fluency phrases. Fluency phrases are the phrases that we use naturally and automatically in conversations. They help you because they work like blocks of language. You can use them to build your sentences and your conversations. And you only need to add the details which are specific to the conversation. Fluency phrases exist in all languages, as far as I know. And in English, we have different types of fluency phrases. So you get collocations, which are the words that naturally go together. This could be a verb, a noun, so you make a mistake and not do a mistake. Or it could be an adjective and a noun, so we say a close friend, not a near friend. You also see collocations with adverbs and adjectives. So we talk about a closely guarded secret, not a tightly guarded secret, for example. And you also get collocations with verbs and adverbs. So we breathe deeply, we don't breathe profoundly, for example. Fluency phrases also include phrasal verbs. And they also include automatic phrases. So these are the phrases you use automatically to reply to someone. If somebody says to you, "Oh, sorry, I can't do this for you," we would say, "Oh, no worries," or "No problem." Automatic phrases are also entire phrases. So we say "live and let live," for example. And fluency phrases are also phrases that signal your intention. So for example, if you want someone's permission, you could say, "Do you mind if," and then say what it is you want to do. For example, "Do you mind if I sit here?" Or, "Do you mind if I open the window?" So just to summarize then, fluency phrases are really helpful when you want to speak naturally. They're automatic phrases, they're collocations, and they're phrases that show the other person what you want to do. Of course, if you don't use them, it doesn't mean that your conversations will be terrible. It just means that your conversations won't be as natural as they could be. So moving on to the second strategy, and this is to use modal auxiliaries. I love modals. You can use them to show your attitude to something, but just using very few words. Here's an example for you. "I could go later," so this "could" means that the possibility is there. "I might go later," and this "might" shows you that maybe I will or maybe I won't. It depends on how I feel. We use "might" when we're not very certain about something. Or "I should go later," so with "should" you get the idea of a bit of an obligation. I know it's expected of me to go later. "I will go later," so yes, "will" means that that's definite. "I can't go later," and that "can't" shows that it's just not possible for me to go. So when you use a modal, you avoid having to use long phrases. For example, I have the possibility to go, which doesn't sound very natural. You see, the thing is, English is quite an economical language. We don't like to use more words than we need. So using modals is a very elegant way to help you speak concisely. And the third strategy is to use adverbs. So I mentioned adverbs earlier when I was talking about using collocations, but we use adverbs a lot in spoken English. So some adverbs don't have much meaning, but they're very, very common. An example of this is the adverb literally. And I've got to say that lots of teachers don't like the word literally because it doesn't actually mean very much. We use it to add drama or emphasis when we speak. So for example, I literally just heard from them, or I literally don't know. The thing is though, drama is good in conversation. It's quite natural to add drama when you speak. Here are some examples. So my partner just told me today that he's booked a weekend away for us. Honestly, I could have killed him. Why? Because maybe I've planned to get my hair done on Saturday and now I can't because he's booked this weekend away. But honestly, here is a very natural way to show that you're giving your honest opinion. Other examples? Clearly, he hadn't asked me about my weekend plans. So clearly, it's clear. Obviously, he didn't know. So when you use obviously, you're saying that something is obvious. Basically, he never asks for my opinion. Basically means that you're summarising the most important aspect. Or, he's really difficult sometimes. And really, again, adds emphasis. By the way, not all adverbs end in ly. They don't all end with a li. But the ones I've just mentioned, so clearly, obviously, basically, really, are really helpful for natural English. So the next time you hear a conversation, and it could be on television or in a film or on a chat show, listen out for all three of these things. So that's collocations, modal auxiliaries, and adverbs. And listen for how they make the speaker sound natural and fluent because they're not searching around for the right word. I hope you enjoyed this podcast. Don't forget to subscribe so that you never miss another episode. And the page to subscribe is smartenglishcoach.com. By the way, if there's anything that you would like me to talk about in future episodes, don't hesitate to let me know. Go to my contact page to get in touch. And the address for that is smartenglishcoach.com/contact. And just one final thing. If you enjoyed this podcast episode, please consider leaving a rating or a review on the platform where you listen to this podcast. So that could be on Apple or on Google Play or on Stitcher, wherever it is that you listen to the podcast. Ratings and reviews help other people to find my podcast. So thank you very much in advance. Thanks for listening and speak soon.